Isn't the internet the real hope for the future? It's almost unstoppable. I think one of our great last hopes for objective truth is in the internet and all the information it spreads around the world, and it's a force that one tyrant can't stop. Well, I agree to this extent. It's a great tool for communication, for teaching, for spreading ideas and information. Definitely. But by the same token, it's a great tool for spreading falsehoods and propaganda. Now, which is going to benefit most in the long run? Now, you could say, well, in the long run, truth is going to win out over falsehood. And I'd say, yes, but how long a run are you thinking of? Because the truth will win out if you're talking in terms of specific pieces of information. That depends on philosophy. It depends on what epistemology is guiding the people who read the internet and judge the information. Make sense of all the competing claims. Are they using a rational method or an irrational? Are they using appeal to supernatural to refute it or secular? Are they equating the secular with the skeptic? Do they believe in absolutes, etc.? The same data, in quotes, can be given rationally different meanings according to the philosophy that the listener is using to evaluate it. Suppose, for instance, you publish that it's been established that men make more money under capitalism, all men, including the poor, than under socialism or the mixed economy, that they make more money, easier life, longer live. Give the whole torrent of facts. That's not going to stop someone from saying, I don't care how you benefit from a crime, it's still a crime, namely greed. Or someone from saying, that's all very well, but these materialistic people have to be controlled by the spiritual ones in contact with another dimension. Or the skeptics from saying, how do you know you've counted them all right and maybe tomorrow it'll be different, etc., etc.? The internet spreads ideas around the world. And let's say, although I don't know, that no dictator can stop it. But it is not as such a solution or a hope without philosophy. And I'll give you just this tiny thing. We've had the internet now for about a decade. Now, is Obama the example of the new world that we get from spreading information? And if not in a decade, how long and what's going to do it? You can't get around philosophy. You have to have the means of thinking first before the data is going to mean anything.